Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the end-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
Well, hogs seem set to open moderately lower this morning, checked by follow-through selling and struggling carcass values. While on the other hand, the cattle complex should begin with mixed prices thanks to a combination of residual buying and pre-cash long liquidation. Cash market should slowly start to take shape here today thanks to greater definition of both sides and asking prices. Now, that's not to say that significant trade volume couldn't be delayed till tomorrow. Look for the FedCalExchange.com results to be posted on the cash cattle page later today. Asking prices should be around 110 to 112 in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures expected to open on a mixed basis thanks to a combination of spillover buying and midweek long liquidation. And look for the cash hog trade to reconvene today with bids $1 to $2 lower. The sharp discount of nearby futures continues to encourage finishing floor managers to kick near-ready inventory out the door as possible. On the futures, well, the grain futures closed mixed yesterday, sending corn and wheat to new lows and keeping only soybeans above water. Other markets showed welcome signs of a return to normalcy, or what passes for it on Wall Street. Stocks rallied in Asia and Europe, helping propel U.S. indexes to gains approaching about 1% as the last hour of trading neared yesterday. The VIX, or the fear index, eased back to below 12%. Wheat continues to under pressure. A winter wheat contract posted another in a series of contract lows yesterday. Minneapolis slumped to double-digit losses, breaking a long-term support line drawn off spring and summer lows and moving closer to its 100-day moving average. U.S. futures weren't the only ones in the red. Prices in Paris also slid to fresh contract lows, though that market is still 75 to 80 cents above the U.S. large supplies out of Russia remain an anchor on prices. Corn prices finished with modest losses yesterday, but that was enough for December futures to edge closer to a worst level in almost a year, and the soybeans edged higher yesterday, fueled by a global rally in vegetable oil. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle up 187 yesterday, 107.72. December up 202 at 110.07. September feeder cattle up 290 at 142.05. October up 277 at 142.27. October hogs down 80 cents at 63.87. And December down 80 cents at 59.05. Kansas City wheat, September down 8 and 3 quarters at 399. December down 8 and 3 quarters yesterday at 427. Chicago wheat, September down 7 and a quarter at 402 and a quarter. And December was down 8 cents at 429. September corn down 3 cents, 346. December down 3 cents at 360. September soy was up 1 1/4 at 933 3/4. November was up 1 1/4, 937 1/2. October cotton up 17, 69.05. December up 38, 68.18. October crude down 17, 47.66. November down 17, 47.85. September natural gas down 2, 291 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.